Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day.
Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. A butcher, a banker, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah, yeah.
Let's get it going. Time for hour two of the morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Laura and James hanging out with you.
It's true.
Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. We got fun stuff lined up for you. Veggies can make you happy. We'll get into a study a little bit later. Got that one lined up for us. Got some fun little just kind of bit stories here and there. We'll see if we have time for those. Good stories of the day. Certainly get into our schedule and some great events in our area that are going on.
Yeah.
It is go time. It is a busy time of year now. So we are going to be having at least until the beginning of the new year, it's going to be pretty busy in our segments, local segments, when we're talking about local events and everything.
All right, bring it on.
But we begin with entertainment.
All right.
And the final season of Stranger Things is coming up. The final episodes of Stranger Things coming up.
They're finishing the last season.
Wrapping it up to Netflix's dismay. They would like to hang on to this a lot longer.
Oh, just wait. We're going to get two spinoffs, I guarantee
you. Probably. Well, if it involves Winona Ryder, I'm okay with it.
It won't.
No, it won't. It won't. You're absolutely right, 100%. Matt and Ross Duffer, the creators of Stranger Things, studied their favorite series finales when coming up with how to end their Netflix hit Stranger Things.
Okay.
And I just want to say real quick, you don't hear about this in entertainment.
The process.
Yes, we know this exists. We know other creatives look at other creatives' work and all those things.
Yeah, they're inspired.
We're all inspired and influenced by each other, you know, all of those things. But I love a lot of the modern writers and modern creatives out there. Not just young either. The Grey's Anatomy lady, it's created that and a bunch of stuff. She's noted this too, where, you know, looking at other shows and being influenced or just taking, this worked or this didn't work or something like that. I think that's really good for young creatives, for young writers, for young people out there that are getting into the industry, because they're doing that.
Because you still need to take whatever the idea is that you're inspired by and apply it to your story.
The ones they thought really worked were 6 Feet Under, Friday Night Lights, and The Sopranos.
Okay.
Ross told Variety, quote, "The best ones were very true to themselves. Just shows that are trying to be super clever, I think that's where they completely get lost."
Sure.
Bob Newhart waking up and it was all a dream.
They're trying to do too much.
Yeah. I think maybe one of the most famous ones, and I'm really dating myself here, is St. Elmo's Fire.
Hill Street Blues.
I believe Hill Street Blues, spoiler alert, everybody, if you didn't know this, but I believe Hill Street Blues is the one that ended where there was an autistic kid and everything, he had this snow globe. And basically everything that happened all those seasons was just this in this kid's head.
That's crazy.
Imagining it was, and this is early 80s they were doing this and stuff. Where
Why?
That's such
an unnecessary step to take.
It goes on to say, but the core idea of ending we had for a really long time. Anyway, we were really happy with the way it ended. It's nerve-wracking to put it out. I'm sure people will have their opinions.
Yeah.
For every story that we don't know how it's going to end, like, they can talk all they want on Lost, that they knew how they were going to end it.
But nobody believes you.
Nobody believes you.
Nobody believes you.
Nobody believes it. Mm-mm. Here's the danger of some of those things that I think a lot of people learned from the Lost finale more than the Sopranos finale, where with the Lost finale, it was this letdown that they could never, there's nothing
they could never
live
up to what they did.
Yeah. There's
no way to end it in a way that would be happy for everybody.
They were the guinea pigs of the early days of internet.
Sure.
Before that, you're on the water cooler and you're talking with your friends about what you think the ending's going to be, but it's pretty harmless and it's with you. The internet comes around and literally
everybody's hearing it now.
Everybody under the sun has an opinion of how Lost is going to end. And they're putting it out there and they're making sure everybody else can see it. So the creators of Lost, more than likely, out of those thousands of ideas, was somewhere around their idea. And did they go forward with it or do they not? And they kept telling people it was in purgatory and then it turned out to be purgatory.
Yep.
You know, it's just, yeah.
Yep.
It's a shame.
It really is.
And it's something that I'm not judging. I don't know how I would end something. Right. I don't know how I would.
Right. I mean, that's fair. But also, there are better options than what they did.
We won't know which aspects of those different finales they'll use to end Stranger Things. And Stranger Things ends its 5-season run on New Year's Eve.
Hmm.
And the final episode is called The Right Side Up, which is
Okay, sure.
Well played.
Mm-hmm.
So in case you need a refresher, Friday Night Lights, I never saw that show.
I didn't either, but I've read the book.
There was a montage of the characters' futures at the end.
Okay, sure.
The Sopranos, maybe one of the most famous series finales of all time, ends with Tony in the diner and stuff, and it cuts to black.
Exactly.
This was done as a tribute to the Italian noir films and how they would normally end.
Right.
Something that was very important to David Chase. That's the way he wanted to end it.
Mm-hmm.
I personally like the ending.
Yeah.
I think I'm maybe one of the few people in the world that does.
Sure.
But I like coming up with my own ending.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert for me, Tony's still alive.
Okay.
99% of people
I've talked to. See, because in my head, immediately, it means he died.
Right, right. And that's there's no wrong answer.
Right.
That's the fun thing about this, as opposed to when Bob Newhart's waking up to mm-hmm. his wife from his previous TV show and all that.
Yep.
And I think... I don't know if it's my favorite, but I think the most well-done series finale I've ever seen is 6 Feet Under.
Okay.
And for those that don't know, it was an HBO show, and 6 Feet Under was about mortician, a family of morticians.
Right.
And took place in that. And so I think it's very fitting and really cool. Say you had about 7 or 8 major characters.
Sure.
From the ending of that show, that moment, they do a really quick show of the rest of their life.
Okay.
So some characters lived another 50, 60 years. So that's similar to
what was the other one?
Friday Night Lights.
So those are similar.
Yes.
And okay.
I honestly think that's the coolest way to end your show. I don't care if you're even copying from other endings.
Right.
I think that's a really cool thing for the... Because one thing that I think it's important about a finale,
mm-hmm.
yes, what they're saying about sticking within the context of the show,
mm-hmm.
don't forget who got you there.
Right.
The fans.
Right. Well, and with a show like Stranger Things, where... You know, the majority of the stars are kids. We're going to want to see what they grew up to do and be. And that will take Netflix's opportunity and like, that would be really great for them to like take the legs right out from a sequel or a spinoff.
Yes.
With the ending of the show. I mean,
especially if you are
good for them.
A lot of creators don't want to do spinoffs and things like that.
And I bet they don't.
That's why sometimes you do see characters killed off, because they want to make darn sure, hey, nobody's picking up this character again or mm-hmm. something. I don't know. Do you have a favorite series finale out there, everybody?
I want to hear
favorite.
From
you. 715-424-2600 or call or text us through the Civic Media app. I want to know your favorite series finales or like Laura's got, your ones you don't like.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are with you on that one.
Yep.
That's
the easy answer, but it's also correct.
Again? Like, and spoilers abound, everybody. I don't want to spoil, but I do. Like, it, for me, with that one, it was the second episode, the second to last episode
mm-hmm.
that I look at as the finale, and it's all mm-hmm. about Arya and her taking out mm-hmm. the walker. And so, like,
yep,
because
that last episode,
I literally just watched that scene last night. Like, mm-hmm. I cannot get enough of that scene of her and the dropping the dagger. Oh, it gets me so good. Yep. I love it. It honestly, I didn't really enjoy the series. That scene saved it for me a little bit. Not a mm-hmm. whole lot, but a little bit.
And then they just slapped you in the face with the last episode.
Yeah. And then I was like, okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, it was just, it was rude.
I didn't hate it. I will say that. I didn't hate the series finale.
Sure.
But I certainly wasn't blown away by it or anything like that. But I will say, one thing I did come out of the series finale feeling like, that it was for the fans.
Yeah.
I think that's also where they went a little wrong, because they went too far into that.
Yes, probably.
That's got to be a tough balance.
Listen, that's not our job. But like, you know.
I loved Sons of Anarchy. I was really into that show.
Sure.
I hated how it ended.
Okay.
If Kurt, the creator of the show, if he was in his room right now, I'd be very honest with him about that. I'd also be very honest about, but you did it your way, and that's all that matters.
Right. And so, like, high five, bro.
We forget sometimes that the biggest fans of these shows are mm-hmm. the creators of the show.
Yeah, it's their baby.
Yeah.
That's theirs. I think one of my favorites, and I'm thinking of a cartoon. I'm not even thinking of, like, you know, I'm thinking of Avatar The Last Airbender, the original series. Mm. Because the thing about the Avatar The Last Airbender, and even the, you know, the sequel series about the next Avatar, I guess, spoilers. But they tell a cohesive story, mm-hmm. in three seasons, and they end it with, you know, it's a happy ending, but it's also a cartoon intended for young audiences. So, like, I'm down for the happy ending.
Speaking of endings, Sigourney Weaver's character, Ella Ripley, had ended in the one of the movies of Aliens. There's been like five or six Aliens. One of them, apparently her character dies. I didn't know this. I just finding it out with everybody else that haven't seen the movies.
Right.
But Sigourney Weaver told fans at New York Comic Con on Friday that Alien franchise producer Walter Hill plans to bring her back.
Ooh.
Quote, Walter wrote 50 pages where Ripley would be now, and they are quite extraordinary. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I have had a meeting with Fox, Disney, or whoever it is now. That's good.
Okay, two things. I love Sigourney Weaver, and I love Eleanor Ripley.
I said I have never felt the need to do the character again, but she read these pages, and she's like, well.
Well, I mean.
Quote, I was always like, let her rest, let her recover. But what Walter has written seems so true to me as very much about the society that would incarnate someone who has tried to help mankind.
Sure.
So she likes where this is going, especially according to the modern times.
Very cool.
Quote, she's a problem to them, so she's sort of tucked away. Anyway, I think it's a very strong first 50 pages, and I'm thinking about working with Walter to see what the rest of the story could be.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds really exciting. Yeah.
I'm just a fan of Sigourney Weaver.
Right.
And if it means she's going to act, I don't care if she's reading a phone book. Cool.
Yep.
Like, all right, let's do it.
Keep working. Yes. I want to see her keep working. That's it. That's all I want. I want her to be happy and to keep working.
She's one of the actors that I don't know that is ever going to get the credit she deserves. She's like a cult film. Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah, she's got a lot of people like and love her, but I don't know that enough people that really talk acting on a high level mm-hmm. really speak to how good Sigourney Weaver is and how held back she's been in her career. Mm-hmm. She had to pick up a machine gun to get taken seriously.
Yeah.
And then Gorillas in the Mist, like, nobody talks about that movie.
Yeah.
And it's one of the greater performances you will ever see by an actor, period.
Sure.
I don't feel like she's ever gotten her due. Mm-hmm. And so maybe if she keeps working, maybe she will finally get that due.
Yeah.
I think she deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be getting into the best witch movies in a little bit.
Absolutely.
We'll kind of do that after our break because I want to take some time with that one.
Yeah.
But I did want to remind everybody that we have the WFHR newsletter coming out this week. Be on the lookout for it at the end of the week. It will be a good one. Our team is working very hard on it right now. Encourage you to go to WFHR.com and sign up for it. And while you're there, why not give us your recipe, huh?
That's right.
We are collecting recipes for our 85th anniversary cookbook.
Mm-hmm. It's true, we are. And that cookbook won't be complete without your recipes. So you can text them in using the Civic Media app. You can just text us a picture or type it out, whatever you want to do. Or you can head to our website. We've got a little form for you to fill out. You can do it that way. And if those don't work out for you or you're just not very tech savvy, feel free to come on in while we're available. Reminder, we're going to be having limited hours today. So maybe tomorrow you can stop on by and Pam can just make a copy right on our little copier there of your grandma's recipe card.
Encourage you to do that, everybody. We really want to. This is a love letter to our community.
It is. It's for you guys.
Keep in mind, if your recipe gets selected, you will get a free cookbook. Mm-hmm. You'll get a free one. Mm-hmm. And this is something that, you know, I think if you look around and you see cookbooks in your home or something like that, and you mm-hmm. think about it, like, how cool would it be 20, 30 years from now, this is in your home or this is in one of your loved ones' homes or something.
Yeah.
It's an heirloom in many ways that we're creating here. It's going to be fun. We want you to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. Get to WFHR.com, sign up for that newsletter, and get us your recipe. We probably will be wrapping up the recipe collection
in a little bit here. Yeah. Because we need to get to printing those cookbooks.
Yeah.
So get those recipes in.
And our great friends at Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater have some great stuff coming up for you. They have their Theater Thursdays, Reader's Theater that they do. They're meeting on October 23rd for that at 7 o'clock at the Shack. You can meet them there for that one. And, of course, the Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater presents Legally Blonde the Musical. Coming up October 24th, they'll mm-hmm. have a show. Then October 25th, the 26th, will be a matinee. And then mm-hmm. they'll be back on Halloween. Oh,
What are they doing?
I don't know what they're doing, anything. But to me, when you get to do a show on Halloween, it's so much fun.
That is fun.
Boy, is it awesome.
That's awesome.
I'm very excited for them.
Yeah.
And November 1st, a 7 o'clock show. Great cast. Great musical. Mm-hmm. This is a lot of fun. It looks like they even got a real dog.
Oh, fantastic.
That Layla looks like a great actor. Like a good actor there.
Points to Layla.
Get your tickets and find out more at CWAC.org. CWAC.org. Buy local. Support the arts, everybody. A little bit later, we're going to tell you about some things going on with our WRCT, our in-town theater here and everything. But we got more of that coming up for you. And we're going to get into this vegetables making us happy thing coming up.
You bet.
I'm skeptical.
I'm not.
We're going to see about this. Coming up on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR. I can't help myself.
No, you can't.
I apologize, everybody. Laura and James here with you. We're here to have some fun with you this morning. And I wanted to touch on another thing here that I came across, and I really wanted to do some homework on this one before I dove too deep in. Mm-hmm. In part because, look, I don't want my mom is right about enough, okay?
Okay.
I don't need to give her more ammunition.
Sure.
But yes, it turns out she was right. The vegetables are not only good for you physically, but mentally.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the USDA.gov in their article here that when healthy adults consume the daily amount of vegetable servings recommended by the dietary guidelines, the DGA, it has a positive effect on how happy the person feels, according to this study.
Okay.
Many studies show that eating the DGA recommended daily amounts of fruits and vegetables is good for your general health. We've heard this our whole lives.
Sure.
But only a few studies have demonstrated the role that vegetable consumption, separate from fruits, has on one's mental health.
Okay.
We are discovering more and more every day about mental health and ways to improve it, ways to be aware of it.
Right.
All these things.
Well, because the brain has been a puzzle since we discovered it.
Which is amazing. Mm-hmm. Just amazing. We have mapped out more of the ocean than we have our brains.
Right.
That's
And so
wild.
It's not a wonder that we're still learning that there are certain vitamins and nutrients and minerals that appeal and help with our brain.
A group of scientists at the Grand Forks Human Nutrition Research Center in Grand Forks, North Dakota, conducted an 8-week study to evaluate the impact of increasing daily vegetable servings to match the DGA recommendation. So people who were not hitting that recommendation, then they did.
Sure.
And they saw a huge increase in their mental health.
Yeah.
The study divided healthy men and women between 18 to 65 years old into two groups. The first group of participants, the vegetable intervention group.
Okay.
I like that, vegetable intervention.
So how many vegetables did they eat? Like, what was the...
They received daily servings of the DGA recommended number of variety of vegetables, including dark green, red, and orange, and starchy vegetables based on their energy needs during the course of the study.
Okay. I think the recommendation is that roughly half of what you eat should be vegetables.
The vegetable servings were minimally processed, so they were all organic, it seems like, or at least for the most part.
Well, or just simply made, right? So, like, you know, maybe a little olive oil and salt, nothing crazy.
Quote, results suggest that increasing the amount of vegetables you eat every day may benefit your mental health.
Right.
Just end of
that's,
sentence.
That's good enough for me. No, that's awesome. So the daily recommended amount of, I'm guessing, a half of what you eat should be in vegetable. And so the variety that is recommended is where they emphasized that on this. Okay. So you got a wide variety of all of the different kinds of vegetables and all of the nutrients and minerals and vitamins that they provide. Like, that's... Yeah, that would make sense.
The exact reason for this is not necessarily known per se,
right.
But one theory is that healthy foods like fruits and vegetables contain beneficial pigments, such as carotenoids.
Carrageenans?
Carrageenans, thank you, yes. And in Laura can't even see it, yeah. And
I'm guessing. Health. Oh, shit, I touched it.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a touchscreen either. And gut health.
Yeah.
It goes on to gut health, which is linked to brain health and mood.
Okay, sure.
We've talked about this with Family Natural Foods a number of times about how important gut health is to your whole, not obviously your whole body, but even your mental health.
Yeah.
And you can be impacted by that. So just an increase in happiness here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's there's the win.
That's awesome. That's honestly, there's no downside here. Eat some vegetables. I'm talking to you, James.
Yeah, understood. The gut-brain connection, the gut microbiome can commute with the brain, influencing mood through neural, inflammatory, and hormonal signals.
Very cool.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
That's awesome.
But just don't tell this to my mom. All right? Just keep this between us, everybody. Please just keep it between us. Of course it is.
Hi, Pam.
I know that was a funny one, or an interesting one. Now I just want to get to a funny one here, mm-hmm. because this is just good. I don't know. I like this story. So a wild bear wandered into a California zoo and, quote, interacted with the facility's resident Bruins before leaving peacefully through a service gate.
Just kind of saying, hey, guys.
The Sequoia Park Zoo in Eureka said on social media that employees were conducting a daily inspection when they spotted the wild bear on the Redwood Skywalk.
Okay.
Quote, the wild bear did not appear aggressive and was observing, interacting with Thule, one of the other bears. A couple of the other bears there.
All right.
Behind the habitat fencing.
Sure.
The other bears were black bears, and Thule and Nubu, the other bear that came in, the stranger, mm-hmm. was a wild bear, a black bear as well.
Oh, okay.
They seemed to really enjoy themselves. Like, just interacting.
They were just
interacting.
Hanging out.
Yeah. Eureka Police Department personnel and a warden from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife responded to the zoo to assist with the situation, mm-hmm. though nothing really happened.
There's nothing really to be dealt with. Yeah. Just make sure this bear doesn't get out of control.
To humanize, nothing happened. I cannot prove this, but I guarantee with everything I am that this bear was taunting those bears in the zoo.
You think?
I'm positive of this.
Or do you think the bears in the zoo were taunting the other bear?
Ooh, yeah.
I bet they're fed better.
Hey, we got three meals a day. I got
Listen,
shelter.
Listen, guy, I might be behind these bars, but you got as much food as I got.
Now I want this so badly as a sketch, and I want the wild bear like trying to sneak in. Like, wait a minute, you got like, I like the idea of he goes there. Hey guys, watch! I'm gonna mess with those bears in the zoo.
He starts living there,
and he all of a sudden he realizes like, wait a minute, you guys don't have to hunt for your food. Like you
no,
get
man,
everything
it just
you want
comes.
Right
Look
here.
At it.
Like, okay, wait, I'm sneaking in. I'm gonna sneak in here. He's trying to get over the fence. I want this so bad as a cartoon. You can find that story at upi.com. Mm-hmm. Everybody. I've been to that zoo. It's a beautiful zoo.
Yeah.
It like a lot of California zoos and their aquatic zoos are like this too. They really do incorporate with the land.
Good.
One of the most beautiful zoos I'll ever be to, the aquatic zoo in San Francisco.
Sure.
It's literally attached to the ocean.
Very cool.
So there's one spot up there where you go there and you can see the ocean like coming in, and there's just a bunch of like sea life there. Mm-hmm. Not fish, but like, you know, snails and things like that. For me, it was awesome. They had a full-scale whale in there in the aquarium.
Oh,
and it was
awesome.
Just you think you understand how big a whale is, and then you see like a life-size one. And I have no idea. Like there's skyscrapers,
like an actual whale.
Like a skyscraper. That's all I can compare a whale to.
It's very large.
Really cool. Check that out, everybody. Mm-hmm. We will take a quick time out, check out our news, sports, entertainment, and our partners. When we come back, we are talking about the greatest witch movies of all time.
Yeah, we are.
When we get back on the morning show. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Laura and James hanging out with you.
It's true.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yes, thank you.
Little Season of the Witch to play us into the conversation as
just
we
a little.
Get into the best witch movies of all time.
Of course.
We have this list here of the 27 best witch movies of all time. Runs the gamut from playful to a little
what
more serious.
What was that number?
27.
Perfect. Okay.
I don't know if we have. Yeah, we have 15 here.
Okay. I was going to say we can even just do 10.
Yeah. We don't have to go through all of them.
No.
We'll skate through a couple of them here and everything.
Yeah.
But I do want audience participation.
Please.
715-424-2600. Call or text us through the Civic Media app.
Yeah.
Let us know what your favorite witch movie of all time
is. We want to hear it.
Laura and I will give ours at the end here or something like that.
Or throughout. Depends.
Sure.
Maybe
whenever.
It'll come up.
Yes, I think mine will come up, so yeah.
I hope mine will. I really do.
At number 15, The Conjuring from 2013, and number 14, Heredity from 2018. Heredity, I've got people that I really respect their movie takes.
Oh,
they'll say that's the biggest, that's the greatest scary movie, a horror movie of all time.
Okay.
Like, they will die on that hill.
Okay.
I've never seen it, so I don't know. At number 13, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs from 1937.
I'm sorry, that's a... Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah, there's a witch in it. Okay.
So I guess that there is a low bar. If it has a witch in it, we're talking a little bit like, is Die Hard a Christmas movie thing?
Tangled is better.
There you go. Number 12, Rosemary's Baby from 1968.
Solid pick.
Number 11, Sleeping Beauty from 1959.
Okay, yeah. See? Okay.
I never realized that.
Yeah, what? Maleficent.
Disney really leaned into the witch thing in a couple of their...
Oh, yeah.
I hadn't really thought about that before, but they really did.
If you happen to be pagan, it feels a little bit like propaganda.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
At number 10, the original Blair Witch Project from 1999.
Yeah, you've got to mention that one.
Good
You've
movie.
You've got to.
Good movie.
It's a good movie.
It really is.
It just is.
Like, it's like the way, like that, the shoestring budget that they made it happen, man. I believe it's the biggest, like lowest budget for biggest box office of all time.
Yeah.
And yet the second one was horrible.
Absolutely awful.
Oh, it was god awful.
Oh, it was so bad. Don't watch it.
Don't watch the second one.
Don't do it.
The first one, great jump, great scares.
Movie. Yep.
Oh, the ending.
The ending. Ooh. It'll get you every time.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Just, ooh, yeah. That was good. I haven't thought
to
about it.
To the bone, that
wow.
one.
Wow. It actually is pretty far up on my list now that I think about it.
It's a good movie. It really is.
I thought about that. At number 9, The Witch from 2015.
Sure.
I don't know that one. Number 8, Into the Woods from 2014.
Oh, I love Into the Woods. You know what? I'll allow it. We almost did it in high school, and I was almost the witch.
Hmm. At number 7, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone from 2001.
Naturally, I guess. Oh, they're wizards.
They're wizards. Okay,
I mean, come on, guys.
I guess.
All right, fine.
At number 6, but number 1 to a lot of people I know, Hocus Pocus from 1993.
Yeah, that one has to be on there.
It's got to be in the...
What number is that?
Number 6. I thought it'd be a top
5. I'm shocked that it's that low. I was expecting like 3. But okay, all right.
Easily would have put it in the top 3. I'm with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see what they've got in the top 3 that's better than Hocus Pocus.
Once we get through these, that one may go down as the biggest cult favorite.
Sure, especially
with younger generations.
Maybe.
And
sure.
The generation that really got into that, it was right around the time of VHS.
Okay.
It was right around the time where we started to be able to watch stuff on our own whenever we wanted to. At number 5, and I think maybe my pick, Bell, Book, and Candle from 1958.
Yeah, absolutely.
Journalistic integrity here. I was in the play Bell, Book, and Candle.
Yes, you were.
And that is a little bit of... But Jack Lemmon.
But Jack also Lemmon. Jack Lemmon.
Jack Lemmon, man. Like, yeah. I love Jack Lemmon. Any excuse to talk about that. At number 4, Weapons from 2025. A little bit of a spoiler there, I guess, for those of us that have no idea I've seen it or
There's
anything.
A witch in Weapons?
It's the new one out where the kids are running crazy or whatever.
I know
and all
nothing.
That. I don't either, and I don't want to.
Fair enough.
Like, it looks like such a...
If you watched Weapons, give us a call.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's your thing, fine. I don't... Like, to me, the biggest problem with the horror industry right now is that they can do whatever they want.
Yep.
There's no push to be creative. It's just, hey, what would scare people that we haven't done already?
Right.
Well, we've done this. We haven't made kids scary in a while. We'll make kids scary. Like, it's not, there's no real creativity. And it almost feels like M. Night Shyamalan is making all of these movies because they have to have a twist. They have to have this, you know what I mean?
Just, yeah. Like,
this, go where the story takes you, not where you want it to go.
Sure.
And
I
don't know. It doesn't work for me. At number 3, Practical Magic from 1998.
Yeah. That's a really good answer.
My mom and my sister love that movie.
I love that movie. Yeah.
If I wasn't going to pick Bell, Book, and Candle, I think I might pick this one. At number 2, The Witches of Eastwick from 1987.
Yeah, that's another really good one.
An acting tour de force.
Sure.
You have nothing but strong actors in the main roles in all of that.
Well, and same with Practical Magic, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. And then there is Jack Nicholson's performance.
And then.
And oh my God, do I love his performance with everything I am. It is such a great performance. It is the full encompass of Jack, where yes, you see him cocky, you see him with the charm and all those things.
Yeah.
And then you also see him in dismay. And that scene where the witches are doing the voodoo stuff and everything. Thing is one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, yeah.
He does it. Really pay attention to Jack's acting in that.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotta love Jack Nicholson.
Okay.
And number 1, The Wizard of Oz from 1939.
Oh, you know, yeah, I suppose. I'm okay with that. It's a classic for a reason. It's really good. It's such a pretty movie. Yeah.
Think about, like, because I don't know that we get enough credit for
At
this.
At least it's not Wicked.
I will admit, I was a little surprised Wicked wasn't on the list.
Yeah.
Or the top 15, I mean. I will admit, I'm one of the biggest homers you'll ever hear. Mm-hmm. But I don't think we do this nearly enough of the where America stands in film.
Sure.
And how important our place in film is.
Sure.
And how it's ours.
Yeah.
Like, it's
yeah.
everybody's film is for everybody, obviously.
Right.
But this is something we should take pride in.
Yeah.
We as Americans, we Absolutely. Should take pride in film and that. And mm-hmm. when you look, like, you ask people from around the world, one of the first movies they saw, or, hey, name me a popular movie. The Wizard of Oz is
it's
one
gonna
of the first things
they're
going to
say. It's going to come up in the conversation. Yeah.
Like, just on a cultural level alone, sure. it probably belongs at the top.
Yeah.
Let alone, obviously, everybody.
All the other things.
Even people that may not like the movie have a favorite character or a favorite moment, or mm-hmm. at the very least, will get the references.
Yeah.
I don't know if Harry Potter we can say that about. Like, with the
yeah.
popularity of all these other movies and
sure.
how great all of them are, I don't know if anything, not just which movies, I don't know many movies that are on the plane of The Wizard of Oz.
Okay. All right. You know what? I would hear that.
It is one of the biggest game changers in movie history. For mm-hmm. one, there were women leading roles.
Yep.
Not just one, but multiple women in the leading roles. No men in the leading roles. Like, that gets
yeah,
lost
yeah,
in the shuffle with
yeah.
the story completely. It proved to Hollywood women can carry a movie.
Yeah, it did.
Women can be a box office success.
Mm-hmm.
And it did something that, while modern standards may have changed quite a bit and everything, think about it's 1939. You're in a movie theater. You're
mm-hmm.
watching a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's black and white. You've seen this your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And then at one point, it shifts to color.
Yep.
The
it's
shift
so
to color.
Good.
To,
it's so good.
To this day, it is done. You can't do it better.
Mm-hmm.
You're intimidating the Wizard of Oz. That's all you're doing. You cannot do it better than what they did.
Yeah.
It's one of the biggest game-changing movies in history.
Sure.
It's really doesn't get the credit it deserves, I think, in some ways.
All right. Do you have an honorable mention or two?
Ooh. The Craft.
That was mine, too.
Oh,
that was mine, too.
I'm sorry to be the take it for
No, but Fairuza Balk rocks. Like, she just does. And I know it's nostalgic, and I know that's a big part of why I like that movie, but that's on my list. Another one, and, you know, The Witch is only in it briefly, but listen, if we're including Snow White, I'm going to include The Last Unicorn.
Oh, you just made my sister so happy.
I love The Last Unicorn, guys.
I really liked Robin Tunney. So that was part of the reason. Fezzer Bullock, great, incredible actor.
Yeah.
But Robin Tunney.
Fairuza Balk, yeah.
Fairuza Balk, thank you. I love Robin Tunney.
In The Craft,
Tunney. So that was part of the reason I liked it. But that's a great one.
Yeah.
There is, I'm trying to think there.
But then there's, you know, like the other, you know, Disney-ish ones that they missed, right? Like they missed Halloween Town.
What was, The Witches. Was it called just The
Witches?
Witches.
Yeah, okay, yeah, the one, what's the name of the author that did that one? He's the one that did he did Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, too.
Oh, yes.
Right? Same author.
Yep.
Whoever it was.
I know who you're talking
my
about.
My apologies.
I cannot think of it right now.
But
darn
yeah,
it.
That movie.
Yeah.
The one that had Morticia in it.
Yes. You mean Catherine Zeta-Jones?
No. The 90s Morticia.
Oh,
I can't
yes.
think of her name.
Pritzi's Honor.
No.
I know, but I was just thinking of
oh,
the movie season.
Oh, you're thinking
season.
Of Pritzi's Honor.
yeah, I was just thinking of movie season because now I can't think of it. But that's a good one. I think that's a good one, too.
Yeah, the 1987 version of Witches.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Because there was another one in 2020 that came out, too.
Right, that one has Anne Hathaway, which, you know, nothing wrong with that. Or no,
yeah.
It's the 90s it came out. And it had, what the heck's her name?
It's going to drive
Angelica
me crazy.
Houston.
Thank you. My God, that
You're
would drive
welcome.
Me crazy. Angelica Houston. I apologize, Miss Houston.
Same.
What an actor.
The greatest of apologies.
What is your favorite witch movie or favorite movie with witches in it or anything like that? Let us know. We'll keep this going till Halloween, of course. And
yeah.
we love, I think it's another great topic here for our listeners out there. And again, call up or text or any way you got to get a hold
media
of us.
App, just click the little text icon and let us know.
What's your, do you have a favorite go-to Halloween movie or
yeah.
you know, horror movie.
Or what spooky movie are you planning to watch this Halloween? Like, what's at the top of your list?
It's funny. Growing up, it wasn't so much horror movies as suspense. Like, this was usually the month we'd watch Agatha Christie movies or Alfred Hitchcock or something like that when I was a kid.
Sure.
What do you watch? Let us know, everybody. And of course, keep in mind, we are still looking for nonprofit groups that are hosting a Halloween activity or event this month.
Yes,
let us know about them so we can let our audience know.
Yeah.
Email us info@wfhr.com with the information or call us up 424-1300, 715-424-1300. Mm-hmm. Get us that information about your Halloween events, everybody. Let's take a call before we go to break. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Yeah. I still think my favorite movie is The Rainbow Tribe.
Ooh.
It has that boy from Diary of a Wimpy Kid on there, Russell.
Yep. That's a good movie, sir. My sister recommended that one to me, and I haven't gotten to see it yet, but I've heard good things about it. I got to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good choice. Thank you.
It has Ed Quinn in it.
Yes, yeah, I saw that. Good choice there, sir. Thank you for that.
Ed Quinn.
Appreciate the call as always. You have a good morning, and you all stick around because we got one more segment left of the morning show.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Laura and I catching that last train out of the show.
Yep, sure. Yeah, sure.
Because we have a lot of work to do today.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, we got a lot to go to. So we got to get to it. We'll get to it at the top of the hour. And of course, at the top of the hour, you will have nothing but great civic media programming coming up for you throughout the day. Everybody stick around for that.
Coming back.
I was trying to get the woo in there. I got it. So we got some good stories today. We'll get to in a moment, but I wanted to touch on some events going on in our area.
Absolutely.
Get to that. Get to our schedule. Be sure to join us on our sister station 105.5 WIRI today at 6:50. Mm-hmm. Boys soccer Spash at Rapids taking on the Lincoln Red Raiders. Boys soccer a regional semifinal.
Mm-hmm.
Mike and Laura are going to have that one for you.
It's true. I will be here doing that.
Join us at 105.5 WIRI at 6:50 for that one. Support local sports.
Yeah.
At 7:05, right here on WFHR, the Wisconsin Hockey Hour.
That's right.
Love catching that when I can. Be sure to do so, everybody. That's going to be good. Also wanted to touch on this and remind everybody that tomorrow morning will be American Heroes Cafe.
Yeah.
This goes on the second and fourth Wednesday of the month from 7:30 to 9:30 over at Crossview Church. This is for all area veterans, military, police, and firefighters. You are all welcome. If you are one of those individuals, please spread the word about this event so we can make sure that all veterans, military, police, and firefighters know that this is going on.
Mm-hmm.
A big shout out to all the people that work on this one and volunteer and help out.
Absolutely.
Appreciate them doing this. Enjoy American Heroes Cafe in Central Wisconsin, 7:30 to 9:30 at Crossview Church tomorrow, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to mention that our United Way has their Day of Caring coming up.
Yeah, they do.
We're collecting volunteers. We're looking all hands on deck for this one. More hands make light work. We have got, I believe Terry said, 99 yards or something like that. Like,
whew.
We got a lot of yards.
So they're going to need volunteers, baby.
Yes. And as somebody who has done this, and as Seth has noted, and anybody that you talk to that has been a part of Day of Caring will tell you, it is one of the more humbling, wonderful events.
It's a very rewarding thing to take part in.
I've done three or four of them, and I remember every one. I remember the lawns that I raked, and I remember playing with Seth's boys and everything, or the great meeting Gary and stuff.
Oh, sure.
Some of our listeners
and
everything, just organically. It's such a wonderful event.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a young person, you've got college resumes you're putting out there and everything.
It'll look good on there.
Whew, yeah, it will.
Well, and I know Seth has his team. He's ready to go.
We want you to be a part of this. Go to uwswac.org and you can find out and register your team. Or
just yourself and they'll put you with a team. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All hands on deck. And you get, I almost forgot.
You get a t-shirt.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's green this year.
Yeah. That. Terry, looking at her, the way she's, she said it looks good. It looks like a good one. Be sure to sign up for that. And of course, remember that our United Way is in campaign season.
Yes, they are.
Get on over there and donate if you can. Every penny counts and every penny stays in this community.
And boy, does it get used. You can't go anywhere without hearing something awesome the United Way of Southwood and Adams County is doing for our area, man.
I don't think it's a heavy lifting to make the argument that now more than ever, your donations mm-hmm. and your investment and what the United Way is doing is more important than it's ever been.
We're about to enter a time where things are really hard. You're going to want those local nonprofits stocked and ready to be able to handle the needs that we're going to have.
UWSWAC.org. Be sure to head on over there. The Wisconsin Rapids Family Center invites you to their annual Domestic Violence Awareness Vigil. Everyone knows someone. Please join us to honor those who tragically lost their life to domestic violence-related homicides in Wisconsin in 2024. We'll be celebrating those that support survivors and work to make change in our community, and they're on the right side of history. The theme for 2025, Everyone Knows Someone, reminds us to work together to learn about the causes and impacts of domestic violence in our community so that we might recognize warning signs and empower those affected by domestic violence. This vigil will take place October 23rd, Thursday, at McMillan Library's auditorium at 6 o'clock. Encourage you to be a part of it. Whether you can or not, mm-hmm. every day of the year, you could be a supporter on this cause.
Yeah.
Wearing purple is one of the ways of doing that. The way we handle ourselves in conversation, mm-hmm. especially around children. Men, I'm calling you out.
Yeah.
I'm calling my fellow men out on this one
yeah.
and hold each other accountable on this subject. I don't care if you think you're joking. I don't care if you think, oh, they know where my heart is. No, we don't. Show where your heart is. Mm-hmm. Stand up for these the individuals. Be a part of the right side of history on this.
Yeah.
And find out more because our family center has our back, familyctr.org. You can find out more information, familyctr.org. Laura, you had a couple things to touch on.
I do. There's going to be a trunk or treat event on Sunday, October 26th from 3 to 5 p.m. in front of the municipal building in the village of Port Edwards at 201 Market Avenue. So be sure to head on over there again on Sunday, October 26th. 3 to 5. And then Silver Foxes is on the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater main stage October 23rd at 2 and October 24th at 7, performing Eat, Drink, and Be Murdered, an Irish Family Feud. You can get your tickets at wrctheater.org. And there is a community blood center blood drive going on right heckin' now at the former East Junior High School building at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. It is going on until 3 p.m., so you can get your more information by visiting communityblood.org or from just heading over there and doing the good deed.
That's the way they should market those.
That's how I read them when I do my voice tracking for WIRI all the time.
I love that. I've got a couple of world good stories I wanted to touch on here. This one's relevant for Halloween. A new study found giving peanut products to babies has prevented 60,000 kids from developing dangerous allergies over the past decade.
Do it under advisement with a doctor, though, please.
Please, 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 please.
Because
please,
it is a very easy thing to get wrong and to cause harm to your child.
Do not want to mess around with this one.
But that's very cool.
Doctors used to tell parents not to let kids have peanuts until the age of 3 because they thought it might cause allergies. Mm-hmm. But the advice flipped in 2015, and it's made a huge difference.
Right. It flipped after I was done having kids. Almost. I mean, I had Quinn.
Peanut allergies are down 27% since then and 40% since the recommended expansion in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So certainly, please, please, first and foremost, what Laura said to privy this.
Talk to your children's doctor before you change anything about their diet.
That's a positive right there.
That's
pretty
huge,
cool,
though. That's really, really cool.
A security guard at a train station in Turkey jumped in at the last second to save a woman's life.
Wow.
It happened at a station where you can walk across the tracks.
Okay.
She had headphones in and didn't hear a train pulling in. He grabbed her arm and yanked her back just in time. A security camera got it on video.
Oh, wow.
I had somebody do this for me once. But they did not realize that I just had my headphones on. I could hear. I didn't have any music playing. I just didn't want to talk to anybody.
Oh, my gosh.
So I had my headphones on.
You were aware.
And even with that, I was still probably too close to the tracks. And this wonderful, much older than me lady mm-hmm. yanks me with the strength of 1,000 suns out of the way. And I did not have the heart to tell her that I could hear and I knew where I was and all that. I was just standing too close.
Just say thanks.
It was my fault.
Yep.
But I just said thanks, and I was very kind. I tried to thank her and everything. Mm-hmm. And the judgment that woman looked at me with, I will never forget.
Irresponsible boy.
Oh, man. She's up and down. She looked at me, like literally up and down, looked at me and just walked up. Like, what did you save me for? What did you... Like,
Just to judge you.
I guess.
It was worth her energy.
But I still thank her. I appreciate her.
Yes, absolutely.
BuzzFeed has a great list of 22 ridiculously pure social media posts to brighten your day.
Oh, cool.
There is a beautiful one about a lady trying to feed 9 kittens at once while they keep climbing her like a tree.
Fantastic.
There's a couple of good ones out there.
Yeah.
These are the palate cleansers that we can all use.
Absolutely.
I recommend people.
We'll link that in the show notes.
I mean, use social media. I think that it's a fun way of using social media.
Let it bring you joy.
Yeah. And as Laura said, we'll have that in the show notes for you. I'll put that link in there right now. Great show today, Laura.
You too, James.
Be good to each other out there.
Yeah.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.